When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to this week's episode of the Modern Mentor Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Cook, and today's episode is all about the unexpected upside of procrastinating. It can be a problem, but it can also be your superpower. Let's talk about how to use procrastination for good. The world, as I see it, is made up of two kinds of people: those who make their beds every day, and those who laugh at the bedmakers, because why bother? I've always been a bedmaker. I like the feeling of a tiny accomplishment early in my day. I've also been a little bit self-righteous about it. Bedmaking requires a sense of discipline, so obviously making your bed is just better, right? Like making a bed, I've always defaulted to assuming that planning takes discipline, so that must mean planning is always better than procrastinating. But what if my logic is wrong? This pandemic has me calling a lot of old assumptions into question. And while I'm still largely a planner, I'm finding myself dallying with procrastination in small doses. And you know what? Sometimes, under the right circumstances, procrastinating feels good, and it also delivers a different kind of result. So let's talk today about when and why it's okay to let procrastination take the wheel. Is your procrastination helping you or holding you back? If procrastination tends to be how you roll, start by asking yourself whether it's serving you or holding you back. Here are a few questions you might sit with. Am I scrambling but making things happen, or am I dropping balls and missing deadlines? Do I feel like my work product suffers from the rush? Is my procrastination negatively impacting anybody other than myself? And would something in my life improve if I put more effort into planning? Be honest with yourself, and let your answers inform the approach you take. If your procrastination is either impacting someone else or holding you back in any way, it might be time to strive to overcome it. But if your answers here leave you feeling okay, then let's talk about why procrastinating might be something useful. First, procrastination can inspire creativity. Wharton professor Adam Grant describes an experiment to explore the relationship between performance and procrastination. In it, participants were randomly assigned to one of two groups. Each participant was asked to think of a new business idea. In one group, the instruction was to pitch the idea immediately. But the other group spent a few minutes playing a game before they were asked to think of their idea. The result? The ideas pitched by those who played before responding were rated overall as 28% more creative than the ideas delivered by the right-away group. It turned out, Grant said of the experiment, that procrastination encouraged divergent thinking, a more expansive way of thinking. So what does this mean for you? Maybe leveraging procrastination isn't about doing everything at the last minute. Instead, what if you chose to let procrastination fuel tasks commanding creativity, and you were intentional about letting your brain roam free for a bit before committing to an answer? Next, procrastination can trigger a feel-good rush. For some, scrambling to deliver something at the last minute feels chaotic and icky, like you've lost control. For others, though, procrastinating delivers an adrenaline rush, that dose of excitement you get when you race down the slope or jump out of that plane. In other words, it feels great. That rush of adrenaline may be the very thing that sparks your creativity and gets you moving to the finish line.
Are you a PR professional, journalist, marketer, or writer? Then you know the importance of Associated Press style. And you also know the frustration of keeping up with its ever-changing rules and recommendations. I'm Mignon Fogarty, better known as Grammar Girl, and to help you with those challenges, I've created a course that you and your team don't want to miss. It covers the latest updates to AP Style, and we even talk about the new AP guidelines for writing about and experimenting with AI. And we have a special deal running right now. If you purchase the on-demand course with the code MCMIL, that's M-A-C-M-I-L, you get a $90 discount. So whether you're working on a pitch, a business agreement, or a story, don't let embarrassing writing mistakes hold you back. Get the course at bit.ly/grammaron-demand, all lowercase, and sign up with the code MCMIL.
While I'm pretty much a planner to my core, I did have a little snafu a few months ago, back when a client made a last-minute change to a program design that had me overhauling my plan up to the last minute. In the moment, this last-minute scramble felt off for me. I really was born to plan. But I have to confess that my adrenaline-infused race to the finish also felt a little bit good. And I credit that rush with the creativity it took for me to land the finish line at the 11th hour. And the program was a win. If you're a chronic procrastinator, start paying attention to how you feel in that last-minute rush. Is it exciting? Does it inspire creative ideas? Or is it stressful, leaving you wishing you had just done it sooner? Because ultimately, if it ain't broke, why fix it? Next, sometimes the problem just solves itself. Years ago, I had a boss who patently ignored any non-emergency problem the first time it hit his radar. When he first announced this professional philosophy to me, I laughed. It wasn't the funniest of jokes, but when your boss cracks one, you chuckle. But he didn't laugh back. He was not joking. Oops. If it's important enough, or if they really need my help, he told me, they'll call or email again. And if they don't, then they didn't really need me after all. I have to tell you, this actually worked in his favor. Yeah, I saw him get burned once or twice. Your ability to prioritize effectively is really critical here, but on balance, problems really did resolve themselves. If someone's asking for help that you can offer in 5 minutes or less, then do your colleague a solid and drop that favor. But if the ask will require more time or energy, maybe just sit on it for a bit. Resist the urge to respond for now and see if a follow-up request finds its way to you. I say this in the kindest way possible. You may not be as necessary as you think you are, so celebrate that. And finally, procrastination shuts down over-polishing. It's been a while since I've eaten in a restaurant, but I remember this quirky thing that used to happen. I'd look at the menu and decide what I wanted. Then I'd put the menu aside while my dining companions continued to browse. After a minute or two, I'd pick up the menu again and start to reassess, and I would second-guess every choice I landed on. I finally learned the trick for me was to wait until the waiter approached the table. At that point, I'd give myself 1 minute to peruse and choose on the spot. Maybe I just have food on the brain, but sometimes when you finish something too early, whether it's choosing a meal or wrapping up a project, you feel compelled to keep returning to it, wondering if there's more to be done or a better choice to be made. There's almost always a better use of your energy. Part of being successful at work is knowing when to call something good enough and move on to the next. If you're someone who struggles to declare all done, then dipping your toe into the pool of procrastination may be worth a try. So where does this leave us on procrastination? Does it help us or hurt us? The answer, like the answer to so many big questions, is it depends. If you're a chronic procrastinator, ask yourself whether it's really a problem before you head down the path of solving it. And likewise, if you're a planner like me, maybe it's time to consider just a dalliance with waiting to the last minute on a low-stakes piece of work. You never know what creative solution or adrenaline rush you'll end up celebrating. Have a question I can answer? Check out all the links in my bio for ways you can reach me. You can also visit my website at leadabovenoise.com or follow me on the Modern Mentor podcast page on LinkedIn, where I share exclusive tips, videos, and musings. Join me next week for an episode all about the power of asking great questions. Until then, thanks so much for listening and have a successful week.